Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show, a hump day edition to be specific, episode 126. That's what we're doing right now. Welcome to episode 126 for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, hump day. Welcome. As you all get settled, let me start a little bit of music. And let me admit, right up front, I'm groggy today, as if I had eaten some Campbell soup last night, which I did not. So Campbell soup is not the culprit. It's very interesting. Our dear Chief Fafa, I can already see out of the corner of my eye. She's in the gold medal position, the podium finish. It's very impressive. And her first comment is zzz. I wonder if she noticed. Do I look sleepy, Chief Fafa? Is that what you're getting at? Holy camoly. My get up and go done got up and went. Don't exactly know why. I firmly believe the older I get, I seem to need more beauty sleep. That's a thing. And I got it last night. But I still feel groggy. Oh, Chief Fafa feels groggy too. She says we had the same soup. Funny. So I got to tell you guys, let's connect the dots on some episodes. You'll recall that during the show yesterday, I got a VIP text and it really kind of threw me off. And, you know, there was a little bit of a lull in the show, and then I ended up having to break off the show a little early. Well, there was a little kid in my neighborhood. I got a text from his mom. Little Bobby is sick today. I really need to go to work. He was supposed to go to camp today. He's sick. Oh my gosh. Is there any way you can, can you watch little Bobby? Is there any way? And of course I can. Happy to help. Now often when I'm watching one or more of the little kids, you know, for fun, whatever, they come over to the Big Diesel's house. Well, little Bobby was feeling enough under the weather that it's like he wants to stay at his house. So I was babysitting on, I was the away team yesterday. Now this little kid is a sweet kid. I anticipated no problems whatsoever. Now he's a kid, so he's going to have nine times as much energy as me, which, you know, you never know when that's going to break bad. And of course, oftentimes they all see me as like, I think they see me as their peer, right? So they expect fun times, and, you know, sometimes that can sneak up on you. So I was monitoring the situation. It's like, is this kid really sick? It's one of those things. Sometimes kids are sick. Sometimes they just want to take a day off. Well, I think this kid really, really was feeling under the weather. Very lethargic. Hardly noticed I was there, which is fine. Poor little kid. His mom called me, you know, maybe an hour into the thing, and she had the same thought. Is he really sick, or is he just taking the day off? I think that's literally what she said to me. I said, you know what? I think he's just laying there. He hasn't done much of anything. So, whatever. I had my, I brought one of my computers with me. I decided I'm gonna get some work done. I have this crazy idea, this really silly idea. I'm writing a book. I started writing a book. One of these days I'll start talking about it, I guess. But that's what I was doing. I was just sitting there doing my own thing. check in on little Bobby here and there. How are you doing? Do you need anything? Do you want anything? What's going on? Nothing. Fine. Good. He was just sitting there watching cartoons. This is fine. Amber wants to know, did he have the flu deal? Amber, you are you're an amazing listener. You're really picking up what I'm laying down. I don't know. I actually asked him, what do you think's going on? He said, you know what? I think I ate something yesterday that didn't agree with me. It didn't work well. And I think, you know, whatever, maybe I'll take him at his word. Anyway, funny thing happened. I'm there really quite a while. His mom had told me that, she wasn't going to be able to, she couldn't get back till like 2 p.m. I was there like 8 a.m. ish to like 2 p.m. Good morning, Mennonites twerking. Where you been? How you been? What's going on? Good to see you again. Well, after a while, it's like the Big Diesel was getting kind of hungry. I hadn't had any breakfast, and then sort of lunchtime is whizzing on by, and my body started telling me, you know what? It's time. I'm a little hungry. I need something. Again, it's an away game. I'm in little Bobby's house. But I started looking around, which is funny because I perceive, I may be right, may not be right, but I think every babysitter probably does this, right? At some point you look around, what am I dealing with? Well, this was really quite sparse. Unfortunately, little Bobby's mom, I think, is probably pretty much a health nut, which is not, that's not the current trajectory that I'm on, if you know what I mean. It's not necessarily my thing. So I look around, nothing looks good. I go back to my computer. Blessed 11, welcome to the show. I use a, he asked Tony, what camera you use? It's a Canon EOS something or another. Something Mark II, something like that. Anyway, little time passes. Now I'm walking around the kitchen again. I'm looking around. Is there some little corner that I missed? Some little nook and cranny that I missed? Did I really analyze everything in the fridge? I'm getting hungry. And the thought occurred to me, now's the time where I had to do that DoorDash thing that everyone talks about. I don't even know how it works. I don't really know what it is. Is it some, it's probably what, an app on your phone? Something like that? Anyway, I didn't want to face the thought of, now I got to figure out some sort of technology to have something brought to the house. And I didn't even really know exactly what the address is. It was an away game. So anyway, finally, on my whatever, fourth trip into the kitchen looking around, now I'm hungry enough, stuff starts looking good. I'm looking around and I determined I can make myself a grilled cheese. That's what I can do. And I asked little Bobby, dude, now he told, he hadn't eaten breakfast. Now lunch is whizzing past for him. Bobby, you want something? How are you feeling? How's it going? No, I don't want a thing. Okay. So I'm looking around. I find a griddle, a flat pan, like a pancake pan. I don't know what you call them. Throw it on the stove. I'm off and running. I'm making a grilled cheese. Life is good. I make my grilled cheese. I'm eating my grilled cheese. Cheese. Sure would be nice to have something to drink. Now I'm digging around. Oh, there's a... She has Root Beast in the fridge. I grab a Root Beast. And now there's something... I don't know what they put in these foods, right? But I'm the type of person... It's like I'm off to the races. I'm off to the races. Something gets triggered. And then it's go time. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's the mixture. I don't know if it was root beer plus grilled cheese. I don't know that I've ever had that combination. But anyway, about halfway into the grilled cheese, it's like, I've got to have another grilled cheese. I got to get one started. So now I'm assembly lining grilled cheeses. Now I'm entrenched in the kitchen. And the root beer was working the same way. Gee, this is really good. I'm lining up my next root beer. This is not going well. So I'm two grilled cheeses in. Now a good thing happened. Well, I don't know if it's good or not. I ran out of bread after two grilled cheeses. It's like, okay, now grilled cheese is off the... So I'm looking around and I notice on the top of the fridge. There's this big glass bowl of granola bars. There's some sort of designer granola bars. I have a phone call. Let's see who it is.
Call from. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Good morning. Who is this? Farewell. Okay, let's see. Where was I? Big glass bowl of granola bars. But these are designer granola bars. Designer. You know, they're something. It's not just... they're not the old school granola bars. It's a crunchy thing. They're... Anyway. You know there's where this is headed. I pulled one out of this bowl. And it was freaking good. They put some sort of crack in this thing. Mennonite's twerking wants to know, do I enjoy Chinese food? Yes, I do. So, the theme of the day, I couldn't stop at just one, right? Two grilled cheeses, two root beers, two granola bars. Now, what's interesting is little Bobby finally... comes in to the kitchen and he says, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm having lunch. Would you like some lunch? No. He said, but why are you? I said, I'm having lunch. He said, I had one of the granola bars. I was like halfway through. He says, my mom counts those. I said, what? I said, oh my gosh, she knows how many are in the bowl. There's a whole plan, he says. It's one a day. She has it all mapped out. It's very, very rigid. I said, oh God. Okay, well, you know, just I says, all right, I'm gonna throw away the wrapper. She won't even know. No, she counts them, he says. And he says she's gonna see the wrapper in the trash. He says, I know this because she's caught me before. So now little Bobby wants me to promise to fess up to his mother. Here's everything I ate. I said, she goes through the trash can? What the hell are you talking about? So then he looks in. Now he sees two root beer cans in there. Now he is totally floored and panicked. What? You had two root beers? He says, my mom's going to be all over that. She counts this stuff. So apparently, Bobby's mother really keeps a tight ship and is incredibly organized and a little bit anal retentive, maybe a lot. So really, for the rest of the morning, I was worried the whole time. Worried the whole time. I wonder if I'll ever get asked back. Now, I gotta believe, if you do just a little math, I have to believe that I was really quite the bargain, right? It's not like she had to pay a real babysitter. Chief Afa says, this woman has given her son food anxiety. Could very well be. Yeah, she's like the big brother. She's the big brother of groceries. I wonder if she keeps it all in a database. I don't know. I thought that was... So I really stressed about that. Now, based on little Bobby's description, I feel confident that he's right. Apparently, she will notice. Now, the question is she ever going to reach out to me? Hey, did you enjoy the root beers? Hey, you messed up my granola bar count. I'm sure she won't do anything. Chief Afa says, maybe lighten up a little bit, lady. Yes, a little bit. She's a sweet person. I think some people are just highly conscientious, right? I'm sure she's this way her personality works, I'm sure is very troubling to her, but she can't help it. Whatever. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised not to see Chicago Tank here in the stream this morning. No Georgie, no Chicago Tank. This is a good reminder. Let's go ahead and get our podium finish out of the way. It's, of course, VIPs. In the gold medal position, right? Is my dear friend, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, Chief Afa. Good morning, Chief Afa. Good podium finish. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. In the silver medal position. Total sweetheart. She's down in Texas. She likes to needlepoint a little bit. I can't remember, Amber, if that's the right. Is needlepoint? I always miss what that hobby is called. I think it's needlepoint. Anyway, Amber Glow 11. Good morning, dear. Good to see you. Let's see who's in the bronze medal position. Chief Afa and Amber. Oh, it's Mennonites twerking. Podium finish, Mennonites. Good job. Good job. Good to see you. So, anyway. Yeah, it was good to help out. It was good to help out yesterday. And cross stitch. What did I call it? Needlepoint cross stitch. See, I'm going to forget. That's not the first time you've had to correct me, Amber. I'm sorry. So I noticed something just before I got on. I noticed I was kicking around Twitter, and there's a podcast called The Assorted Goods Podcast, which I haven't, full disclosure, I haven't listened to yet, but it definitely, just even after hearing the name, it's like, I got to listen to it now. What are they all about? But whoever owns that account just posted a little bit ago, he or she is deleting their Facebook feed. Deleting Facebook. I think that's interesting. And I've heard that a time or two. I've heard of people doing that. And, you know, it does seem like there's quite a scuttlebutt. There's quite a scuttlebutt to do with this Facebook. Well, social media in general. It seems like a lot of people are unhappy with Facebook. Has anyone tried this? I'm curious. Any pepperonis tried opting out of Facebook? This makes me sort of consider doing that. Now, I never do anything on Facebook, but I mean, an account exists. It's like, should I just go ahead and delete the whole thing? I don't know. Really good point. Chief Alpha has a good point. I need to go ahead and say hi to Georgie Girl anyway, so I'm going to. Good morning, Georgie Girl.
Just a small town girl.
And Chief Alpha also says good morning to Chicago Tank. So I'm going to say good morning to Chicago Tank. Good morning, Chicago Tank. I should have warned you guys to get your seatbelts fastened first. Yes, it's true. Tank finally has his own sound effect. And he wasn't even in the live stream for the first time it was played. We'll surprise him next time he's in. Don't tell him. Let's surprise him. Chief Alpha says, Amber, honey, would you cross-stitch a pepperoni? Are circular things difficult to cross stitch? I have no idea. I know next to nothing about it. That reminds me, Amber had this idea of bringing my grandmother's cross stitch, which I think I posted a picture. Did I post a picture of it on our subreddit? I think I did. Anyway, I said bring it to the show. It's down the hall. Chief Alpha liked the tank sound effect. I hope that it really captures the essence of Tank. It's a little bit of a Motorhead song with an explosion at the end. I think he's going to be pleased. Oh, Chief Alpha says, yes, I opted out of Facebook a while ago, but I'm not sure if I deleted my account. I'm not surprised, Chief Alpha. You are a slippery eel, as you have said in the past. Amber Glow says, I stopped mid-December on Facebook, struggled fully deleting the account because of all the stuff on there. I'm sure that's a thing. And honestly, like I said, I haven't used Facebook. I mean, at least a year and a half since this flu deal started. But yes, I'm sure this is a very natural feeling. I wonder what's on there. What am I deleting? It'll never come back again. I don't know. So I'll bet that's normal. Amber Glow gave Tank's sound effect a thumbs up. We'll see. I can't wait for him to, for the next time he's in. Chief Alpha says, I've been told by others I was a slippery eel. I would never call myself that. That would be too much of a tell. You know, I'm referring back, Chief Alpha, to episode 50, your first call. And if I remember correctly, you did say, I've been told I'm a bit of a slippery eel. So you're consistent. You're right. You didn't really call yourself a slippery eel. You said, I've been told I'm a bit of a slippery eel. Yes. Well, so let's see. Yeah, so I'm gonna wait and think about this getting out of Facebook thing. Or maybe I should go the total other way. Should I start using it again? I don't know. It creeps me out. In general. Chief Alpha says, you have an amazing memory. Which is, I mean, how do we make sense of this? Because I do have the early Alzheimer's, right? And the brain tumor. I haven't talked much about the brain tumor lately just because I want to try and keep the show positive somehow. I don't want you guys to just, I don't want to key in on, you know, the idea of just, do you guys just want to watch me fall apart over time on a live stream? All right, I'm going to dig into the mailbag. Let's see what we got. First letter, Tony. I'm amazed by your output of shows. Do you ever get the equivalent of writer's block in terms of what to say when you are on mic? Do you do any editing after your live stream before your podcast is uploaded? Keep up the good work. This is from Seth L. That's an ironic question, Seth, because actually right now, the reason I turned to the mailbag, all right, I'm at 7:26. I'm 26 minutes in. I usually don't turn to the mailbag until about 30 minutes in, roughly. And just now I turned to the mailbag 26 minutes in because internally I asked my brain, what's next? And then inside my brain, well, what happened was that question just simply echoed in an empty brain. It just went, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? In other words, nothing. Crickets. I had nothing. So it's like, holy crap, I'd better turn to the mailbag. MRoss111, good morning. Welcome to the show. Asks, what are you doing? I'm recording episode 126 of the Chicago Tony V Show podcast. This show is a podcast. You should go check it out. Get on Stitcher, get on iTunes, get on Spotify. Search around for it. And you'll be able to access all 126 shows. We do this every morning, Monday through Friday. MRoss111 says, if there are things echoing in your brain, I'd see a doctor. Duly noted. I can tell you're a stand-up person. Thank you for looking out for me. I appreciate it. Heartwarming. And we've only just met. You're already looking out for my best interests. I can tell you're a stand-up person. Ooh, this is interesting. Amber has an interesting Facebook factoid. She says, I had some friends that do real estate send me a Christmas card with uploaded pictures from my Facebook account. That gave me bad vibes, and that's when I decided to stop. I can totally see that. That would be creepy. It's like, that's too much. That's too much. MRoss says, ha ha, cool feed, bro. Great way to handle that. I appreciate your personality. Cool live. Thank you, MRoss. Our future is bright, maybe. We'll see. Come, we do this every morning. Come on back. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Anyway, did I really answer Seth's question? Let's see. Do you get the equivalent of writer's block in terms of what to say on the mic? I mean, I guess if you really look at the game tape of these all these shows, I never seem to stop talking. I don't ever really just totally spin out and have nothing. Now, there are little pauses here and there. But no, I never totally crap out. I always have somewhere to go. The name of the game is just keep running my trap. That's it. I should call this show Run Your Trap. Oh, do you ever do any editing after your live stream? No, I do not believe in editing a podcast at all. We've only edited one word out of our show. I had my dopey computer guy Vincenzo go dig into one episode. We had an insane caller who said a word that shall not be repeated and on the phone, and I said, I'm not saying it shall not be repeated on the phone. It shall not be repeated on the show. He said it via a phone call. I had Vincenzo dig in and edit that thing out. That's the only thing that has ever been edited from this podcast. Otherwise, and that's part of my secret sauce there, Seth. That's why I can churn out 5 shows a week. It's because we do no editing of any type. All my podcasting friends, I won't say all, but many, many, many of them, they all lament all the work that goes into podcasting. And it's mostly because they're doing all sorts of editing. And no matter how many times I tell them, just don't edit. You can't do it. I can't believe that I'm some sort of gifted individual outside the norm. I don't believe that. I think I'm just a Joe Schmo. Chief Alpha, however, does say, Tony is an excellent conversationalist. Thank you, dear. And thank you, Amber, for your agreement. That's fascinating. M. Ross says, do you skateboard? You know, I'm going to try to be a little hip in the way that I answer that question. Hell to the no. That reminds me, I posted on Twitter yesterday. I don't even know what put this in my head, but I get a kick out of when the kids around my neighborhood call me bro, or you say bro, you know, like we'll be playing wiffle ball. Bro, that was a sick hit, you know, bro. Don't call me bro. I'm 51 years old, you little shit. No, M. Ross, I don't skateboard. And it's mostly because I value my skeleton. I'm happy with the way my skeleton is basically intact right now. And then also, I would say, like my joints, I like right now that for the most part, they move in the range that they're supposed to, right? So in other words, like I can't hyperextend my elbow, you know, past straight. And same with my knee. I can't hyperextend my knee past straight. I'm pretty sure I would give myself, I don't know, give me, let's say, 2 hours of skateboarding. And then surely I would have like an elbow that goes from, what would that be? 180 degrees roughly of movement. 180. Look like I'm a tomahawk chop. And then I would be getting, after falling off the skateboard, which I surely would. I'm just trying to do some math and I'm trying to project out. What happens when a horribly obese person falls on blacktop and tries to brace himself? I would say something like I would hyperextend my elbow. I would go from 180 degrees to probably, you know, close to 360. I mean, what would be the... Anyway, so it's those two things. I enjoy my skeleton. I don't enjoy it, but I appreciate it. I'm good with where it's at. And the range of motion for all of my joints is roughly as God intended. If I injured myself, yes, I could get a room next to Georgie girl. I wonder what that ambulance ride would cost. Yeah, drive me to Maryland, would you? I want to... Oh my gosh. Yeah, don't mess up that femur anymore, says Amber. Yeah, right. That's still a thing, by the way. It's still injured. It's not right. But anyway, what a good listener Amber is. It's very impressive. Anyway, what a deal. Okay, let's see what's next in the mailbag. Dear Chicago Tony. Well, this is a little bit of a longer one. Dear Chicago Tony, I'm 45 years old and in a dead-end job. Embarrassed to say, but I'm a full-time waiter and have been for years. I've tried sales and really didn't like it. I used to manage a McDonald's years ago and couldn't stand dealing with the employees. I can stand waiting tables, but I feel it's going nowhere. I'm in a time in my life where I'm wondering if I will ever amount to anything. I want to make some sort of career with the time I have left, but I just don't know what to pursue. I can't really quantify skills because I feel I lack them. What I do have are interests. I love to read. I read books and articles of all types. I love history, finance, true crime. I love studying topics like economics, agriculture, politics, you name it. These are the things I do for the love of it, but how do I spin this into some sort of career? Any thoughts from you and the Pepperonis would be greatly appreciated. This is from Phil J. Philip, I would say, very nice letter, by the way. And I feel you. And good on you for aspiring to something better. You know, there's nothing worse, I would say, than this feeling like you're not getting as much out of yourself as you could be getting, right? Like you're not achieving to a level that really you should be achieving. That's a horrible feeling. And so congrats to you for even thinking that way. Now, I'll tell you the first thought that comes to me, Phil. It's a very well-written letter there. And you clearly have, you're clearly a thinker, and you probably have a lot of interesting thoughts. Now, I realize you're at least sort of, you have writer's block in terms of thinking through what can you do, but I'm gonna just give you an idea. What if you did a newsletter, right? Newsletter. There's a thing. This is something people do. I actually know a couple of people that do newsletters for a living. What is this? Well, they do a newsletter. Like one is investment ideas, that sort of thing, financial type of thing. And so people subscribe to his newsletter and they pay a subscription fee. And he's done, one gentleman I can think of has done very, very, very well. Now the other guy, if I remember correctly, it's a much more varied topic. I actually don't read his newsletter, but I know that he's a newsletter guy. But I believe that it's a much more varied topic. Yet, same idea. He has subscribers. You should search around on the internet, Phil, and get on YouTube and look into how do I start a newsletter business. That's what you should do. Because you say in here, like, you say, like, you used to manage a McDonald's, which probably tells me, I mean, you're clearly intelligent. You probably can take on responsibility, but you hated dealing with the employees, right? Which, that's, to me, a little sign, okay, you might be a writer. You might want to just sit in your, you just might want to sit by yourself. Gets your thoughts down on paper. And what I'm saying is the world is there's what, 6 billion people on the planet, right? Even after this flu deal that's going around. Curie Vona says political consultation is also a good path for Phil. That's an interesting thought. Political consultation. I don't know. I'll bet Phil could write about just about anything because he's interested in just about anything. You would have something interesting to say, and you also like research. So, I mean, surely the idea, Phil, is get something. I test it out, okay? You can test my theory. I'll bet it would cost you nothing. There have to be services that are basically free, I would think, that will allow you to build a list and deliver something. You could test this out. See, give yourself 6 months. See if you can build a bit of a following. How do you do that? I have no idea. But look it up. I'm sure that information is on the internet. You like to study anyway. Try that. Do an experiment, Phil. Chifafa also says consulting is an interesting idea. That's what I would do. But again, good on you. I mean, yeah, waiting tables. You don't strike me. Just your letter is well written, right? It's interesting. You're a thinker. I can see how waiting tables, you just feel like I'm wasting my time. So I think you're a writer, Phil. Maybe. Good luck, buddy. All right, next letter. Let's see what we got. 41 minutes in, by the way. Happy hump day, everybody. Okay, dear Tony, would you ever consider receiving a call-in from the space station? I think it would be an incredible gimmick that would really create some buzz. Just a whimsical and free idea. Love the show and keep up the good work. This is from Bill S. from Southport, Illinois. Yeah, that's quite an idea, Bill. That's quite an idea. Bill, do you have some sort of contact, some sort of connection to the space station where you could throw me a bone? I mean, would I accept a call from the space station? Of course I would. I'm not exactly sure how to line that up. You know, maybe NASA's hurting. Maybe a call into the Chicago Tony V show is just the shot in the arm they need. Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah, I would receive a call from the space station, Bill. Bill, write back and tell me how to do that. Or maybe the previous guy, maybe Phil can research how would I land a call in from the space station, and he can put it in his newsletter. Very good point, too. Where's Robo Kitty? Right, we're missing Robo, Georgie, Chicago Tank. Holy cow. Chifafa and Amber are really my safety net. They're saving me here today. Hi, the Gamery Kid. How are you? Welcome to the show. We do this every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, let's see. Next letter. Dear Tony. Ooh, here's a short one. Dear Tony, if someone could tell you the time and place you were going to die, would you want to know? Why or why not? This is from Sam C. No, I would not want to know. I think I can't imagine anything good would come from that. And I mean, in a way, you know, I'm a big believer in general, just in like, there's a natural order to things, okay? That's kind of how I'm wired. There's a natural order to things. And so, you know, our creator designed this whole thing in a way that, okay, it's going to work out kind of the way it should. And, knowing the moment and place you're going to die, I just don't think that can be good. We're just not designed that way. I would assume that dudes on death row probably have a bit of a tough time for this reason. However, it could be argued. If you're on death row, yes, you're given a date and a time, you know, but you could die before that. That happens all the time. Guys die on death row waiting for that meal, right? Do you think any of them are just disappointed? It's like, oh God, I didn't get to experience my lobster thermidor. Is that a real dish? Lobster Cantonese. I'll go lobster Cantonese. Gee, I didn't. I was gonna have lobster Cantonese and French fries, and a Jamocha shake from Arby's, and I didn't get to do that. Sure, I was gonna have to get electrocuted after that, but I really wanted that meal. Shifafa says, can't live the rest of your time if you have that hanging over your head. Like the sword of Shifafa. Damocles. I'm unfamiliar, dear. You finally stumped me. Amber Glow says, where do these emails come from? Is Reddit the only way you advertise email? Yeah. I mean, I mentioned it on most of my, it's up there on the graphic, right? It's up there on the graphic, and I usually say it in every show, which I guess I don't think I've said it during this recording. Send the mail in to Chicago, Tony V like vegetable at gmail.com. But I'm floored. This is one of the most fun, happy accidents ever that people write in. I find it interesting. Damocles. Which syllable gets the emphasis, Shifafa? Curry Vona. Tony, do you ever buy small lemons? Not on purpose. Wonder what that's all about. Damocles. Thank you, Shifafa. I learned something today. All right. Let's see. Next question here. Dear Chicago Tony, I broke my ankle sliding into second base, and now my summer is toast. Couch surfing from here on out. Well, there can't be that much summer left, right? Don't the kids go back to school, what, mid-August? Couple weeks. Couch surfing from here on out. I think a good box set DVD should hold me over until school starts. What do you suggest? This is Bill from Bill in Bloomington, Indiana. Bloomington, Indiana. Very familiar. Lovely town. Lovely. I can take you still right to every donut shop in Bloomington, at least where they used to exist. That's the first thing I check out when I'm in a new place. Where are the donuts? I'm cursed. Well, so Bill in Bloomington, you're kind of asking the wrong guy. Like, I don't watch much TV. But it's not that I watch zero TV. So I guess I'll give you, just based on my own experience, okay, my favorites. If you're looking for a box set, like a big series to go through, I would highly recommend The Sopranos. I would highly recommend Breaking Bad. Let's see. Can I think of anything else? I don't know. But what I would encourage you to do, Bill, is I would encourage you to maybe take that time and maybe use it a little more constructively. Okay. Go watch the videos. If you're going to just sit on the couch and watch videos, go watch like 10 hours of Doug Casey. Doug Casey, you'll find him on YouTube. Now that's fascinating watching, and you'll actually learn something. Let's see. Keval Josh and then lots of eights says, hello, what do you like to talk about? I like to talk about whatever. I'll talk about anything, most anything, some things. And then there are some things that I won't talk about then that my not talking about them actually gets me banned from subreddits. It's weird. I didn't know that was possible. If you don't talk about certain things, you can get banned for life. I wouldn't have believed it, but it happened to me. And then that's all I'll talk about that topic. Let's see. Beginning in September is when schools open in the USA, says Curry Vona. I don't know. It seems like they're making it earlier and earlier. They're robbing children of summers. I can't be the only one that feels this way. See, Chifafa's on the same wavelength. She says, it used to be September, but now it's mid-August. Some places the first week in August. Yeah. My audio guy, Lucenzo, he goes back first week in August. Highway robbery. Curry Vona says our PAN was having issues earlier today, especially the messaging systems. Interesting. Maybe that's why it's such a light stream this morning. It's very I like to do heavy lifting. It's very lightly attended today. Tony, do you like India? You know, I've never been to India. Never been. I would love to go, though. Love to go. Anyway, Bill, watch some Doug Casey on YouTube, okay? Learn something. Don't watch. You've probably already seen Breaking Bad and what else did I say? Sopranos. Learn something. Okay. Next letter. Hey, Tony. Here are the stats. I'm a 43-year-old divorced mother of two who are in college. I'm quite independent and self-supporting. I'm a type A personality through and through. I recently completed my 9th Ironman triathlon. Jesus. That's a lot. Here's my problem. I'm lonely. I can't get a man to date me because they are a bit intimidated. In all honesty, I could probably kick the ass of the last 3 of my first dates. It's pathetic. What should I do? This is from Sarah P. that's an interesting letter. Let's see. You're a type A, so at least you're owning it, all right? Which means, what I take that to mean, Sarah, is you just got to achieve, right? That's what type A is. Go, go, go. They got to win. You probably like to drive fast, right? You probably hate sitting around in traffic. Fartfest also wants to know, do I like Indian food? I'm not familiar with Indian food. So, I don't know. Maybe I'd like it. See, Waste Breed is on to something. Welcome to the show, by the way, Waste Breed. Good to see you. He says, I mean, stop calling the potential suitors as pathetic. Yes, hello. Ding, 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 ding. Sarah shows a lot about her personality. It's coming through, right? You're a pushy pain in the ass, Sarah. I'm just telling it like it is, right? Now, here's the thing. Because you're a type A and because opposites attract, so who's going to be a good fit for you, right? It's going to be a sweetheart. You can't be coupled with another type A a-hole, right? You're probably an attorney, Sarah, is my guess. Something like that. You can't both drive BMWs and cut people off. That's got to be only you. Because another type A, ultimately, I think you guys would drive each other crazy. Now, you'll be driven crazy also by a sweetheart who's just more laid back, but that's probably going to be the right match for you. right? That's probably what you need. So Sarah, hopefully what you can do is get a clue and understand this about yourself, that you are wired in a unique way. And Chifafa out of the park, she says, Sarah sounds like she counts the granola bars. Right, exactly. There's my point. So understand this about yourself, Sarah. Understand this about yourself. Now, in reality, you're always going to feel this way internally, right? Whoever you're with, you're just going to feel like, what a wimp. I could totally kick his ass. Your only hope, Sarah, is to learn to keep it to yourself and to just accept the fact that your only hope is to suppress this part of your horrible personality. I say that out of love, Sarah, and experience. Just try to suppress this and keep it to yourself and keep doing your Ironmans. That's great. And keep cutting people off on the roads. I know you can't help it. But when it comes to some sort of partner in life, this is your only hope. Understand that maybe the way you're wired isn't quite normal, and find some sort of way to appreciate a more laid-back dude, which is probably what you need. So, see, I didn't know this. Indian food is delicious. This is great to know. Chicken curry and rice. That sounds really good. Waste Breed says, some people should have casual lovers and good friends. That sounds very prophetic. Yeah, that sounds prophetic. Forgotten My Mantra says, what part of your horrible personality do you suppress? Let's see. What part of my horrible personality do I suppress? That's a really interesting question. What part of my horrible personality do I suppress? I think all the seething fear. I don't know how well I suppress it. All right, I'm doing Indian today. I hear everyone loud and clear. I gotta go find an Indian place, whatever. Yeah, Amber Glow says, loosen up and realize not everyone is on top. That's it. And I totally agree with Chief Afa. You need, Sarah, you're gonna need someone who is a very, very patient person. And what I'm asking is that you somehow, some way recognize that in the person. If you recognize that, now your natural disposition is gonna be to see a patient person as a weak person. Not the case. That person is putting up with your bullshit day in, day out. You counting the granola bars, you counting the root beers in your fridge. Amber Glow, my favorite color is blue. Thank you for asking. Naan bread. Now I have had naan bread. I have. From Trader Joe's. I don't know how legit that is. Let's see if I can squeeze in one more question, just because there's a lot. I'm never going to get to all of them. Let me see if I can squeeze one more in. Dear Tony V, I've got two young boys and and not a lot of money. I'm a single mother on a fixed income. With that in mind, can you think of an economical way that I can introduce culture into my household? I desperately want my boys to be polite and well-rounded when they are grown. Thank you for your lovely show. This is from Jennifer T. What a nice letter. Good for you, Jennifer. And that's a tremendous goal to have. My God, this organ music. Got to turn it down. Let's see. Economical way that you can introduce culture into your household. Well, I guess, one low-hanging fruit. I mean, they still have libraries, right? Isn't that still allowed? Do they allow us plebes to go check out books for and other stuff from the library for basically nothing? I mean, so that's low-hanging fruit. I assume you've already thought of that, Jennifer. Now, here's one. Here's an idea that I honestly... This might be off the table. I honestly don't know. I was actually thinking about this today. I was thinking I should take some of the kids in my neighborhood and go do this. Here's what I was thinking. Take your boys to a... Did you say you have boys? Two young boys. Take them to a nursing home and make them volunteer and help out and go help them do puzzles with the residents and play cards and sit there and talk to them. Tremendous. Is that even allowed anymore? Are we allowing people to go to nursing homes and visit now? Amber's going to cross stitch, huh? That's super exciting. If they would allow that, take your boys to a nursing home and have them volunteer. Another really good one is have them help out. If there's like a senior citizen in your neighborhood, I think a great one is just go help out. Go take Mrs. McGillicuddy's trash cans back off the curb over to her garage. Go weed her garden for her, go pick up sticks out of her yard, you know. Any way you can get your kids interacting with, other generations, I think is very positive. Sir Robert Slim, welcome to the show. Hey, you should subscribe to the podcast so you can get a feel. Just do a search for... The Chicago Tony V Show. And sounds like a mobster, huh? Weird. Chifafa says library, museum, volunteer, soup kitchen, that's a good one. Food bank, masks may be necessary. Yeah, soup kitchen, that's a good one. You know, I was lucky enough in my childhood. I was given lots of opportunities to volunteer. Nursing homes, soup kitchens, a prison or two. And that's really something, right? And by the way, thank you, Chief Alpha. Yes, everything I say is allegedly. It's for entertainment purposes only, okay? I'm just saying. An hour and 4 minutes in, I ripped that off. Church. Yes. Yes. Church, and not only going to church, but then volunteering, right? All this other stuff. There's people, if you're lucky enough to go to a church, there are people there that need help and your boys can help out. Endless possibilities. Culture. These are all good ideas. Ooh, Carrie Vona has a good one. Be the example yourself. Help the unfortunate. Learn tremendously. Be considerate. Give them books that they like and help them grow, engage, discussions, and debate, give them philosophy books. Very nice. These are all good ideas. And I think this is also, Jennifer, I'm just going to say what you're trying to do is the most important thing you can do. I think finding a way, what we're in is a culture war, in my humble opinion. You know, when I think back to when I was a kid, I can't believe how much times have changed. And I'm sorry, not for the better in many cases, in many ways. So I'm all for anything you can do to stem the tide. And I think connections to older generations are incredibly important. Connections to history, helping the boys connect the dots, very important. Good on you, Jennifer. Good on you. School them with a classical education, says Amber. Amber's a keeper, no doubt about it. All right. Well, listen, hour and six in. Holy cow. I've got more letters, but I'm not going to get to them. Thank you all for spending time with me this morning. It's been an absolute joy. I hope you guys got something out of it. Any of you new people, welcome to the show. We do this every morning, 7 a.m. Love to see you again. And you should subscribe to the podcast. It's called The Chicago Tony V Show. What is it? It's just a recording of all these Reddit live streams. So you can listen to them in your own free time. You're driving in the car. You're whatever. You're taking the kids to the library. You can listen to the show. Chief Fafa's going to have a grilled cheese and root beer in my honor. Tremendous. Tremendous. Just remove them from your... update your database, Chief Fafa, after you... And don't forget the... don't forget the granola bars too. All right. I love you all and I like you all. Thank you for spending time with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for the letters. Keep sending them. The email address is chicagotonyv@gmail.com. Let's say a prayer for Georgie girl. Hope she's doing well. And we miss her tons. We miss Robo Kitty. We miss Chicago Tank. We miss Jeff, the vet author this morning. Lots of VIPs, Yak Horseman. I could go on and on. Lots of VIPs. I hope everyone's doing great today. I love you all, and I like you all. I will see you all in the morning. In the meantime, I just want to remind you, don't take any shit from anybody, okay? See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.